Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Zayim, Baba Basra 147. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing what is the source for the concept of Shchiv Merah, and the Gemara wants to say whether this is a biblical concept, or perhaps it's a concept from the prophets, or perhaps it's just a rabbinic concept. A Shchiv Merah is a special dispensation if a person is Shachiv, if he's lying down Merah from an illness. So since we do not want to agitate the person, we're concerned he's going to die, and therefore he's going to get upset that he's not able to transfer his assets. We allow him to transfer his assets with the special dispensation just through his speech, and we don't require a formal kinyan, a formal transaction. That is the rabbinic explanation, that it was a takana because we were concerned that we were going to agitate him. However, there's also the idea that it's based on biblical verses and biblical concepts. And another aspect of the Shchiv Merah is that the Shchiv Merah, the gift, takes effect after the person has died. Normally a gift can only take place before a person dies, but with a Shchiv Merah it takes place after the person has died. And also we say that a Shchiv Merah, if he recovers from his illness, he's able to renege on the promise that he made. So these are some of the special laws of a Shchiv Merah, and the Gemara cites several sources for this. We'll focus on the last source that it cites on the page, and that is the idea that the origin for this was Achitofel. Who was Achitofel? We know that the story of Achitofel is that he was an advisor to David HaMelech, and he was known for his great wisdom. In some places, and the Gemara actually calls Achitofel one of the teachers of David HaMelech. But then David HaMelech had a son named Avshalom, and the story is told in second book of Samuel, chapter 15, that Achitofel became an advisor to Avshalom, and Achitofel was telling Avshalom that David is reeling, he's ripe to be taken over, and so let Achitofel be the one to pursue David and kill him on that spot. But King David had sent one of his friends, one of his own advisors, Hushai, to go and be a spy in Achitofel's, in Avshalom's camp. And so Hushai told Avshalom, don't listen to Achitofel. Give me some time. We'll get everybody together and we'll knock out David HaMelech that way. And so Hushai was able to delay the attack on David HaMelech, and David HaMelech was able to retreat and then eventually be able to make a comeback and defeat Avshalom. But Achitofel says the Tanakh, was so upset that the advice he gave to Avshalom was not listened to. So the verse tells us in Shmuel Bet, chapter 17, verse 23, V'achitofel ra'ah ki lo ne'asta atzaso. Achitofel saw that his counsel was not listened to. V'yachavosh esachamor. He saddled his donkey. V'yakam v'yelech al beiso. He got up and he went home, el iro, to his city. V'yitzav el beiso. And this is the key words. And he commanded his household. V'yechanak. And then he took his own life, Vayomas Vayikaver Bekever Aviv, and he died there, is buried in the family plot. But we see that Avimelech, before he died, he commanded his children, he issued a command to his kids. And so we see from here that this was just a tzava, it was just a command. He didn't actually formally hand anything over, and it was just a command, and that was considered to be effective. And so this is the source that a Shchiv Merah, somebody who's about to die, or somebody who's in a state of distress, can just make a transaction without a formal kinyan, but through words alone. And so the Gemara in this context cites a different price that tells us three things that Achitofel commanded to his children at that time. What were these three things? Shlosh advarim tziva Achitofel asbanav. The first is al tiyu b'machlokes. Do not be involved in disputes. And this is obviously from the fact that it didn't work out so well for Achitofel because he was in a dispute with David HaMelech and Avshalom. But the Marsha points out that it doesn't say al tachloku. It doesn't say do not argue, because sometimes you're forced to be in a dispute. So rather, what it says is al tiyu b'machlokes, meaning you should not come and start the dispute. But if it's something that's important fighting about, and they start up with you, then you have to fight back. Another thing is, according to the Pnei Shlomo, he explains that he doesn't just say that you should not be involved in a dispute, but also do not cause others to be involved in a dispute. That's how the Pnei Shlomo understands the phrase, Al tiyu b'machlokes. The second thing that he told, that Achitofel told his children is, Al timridu b'machlokes beis David. Do not rebel against the kingdom of David. And here too, we could say that he learned from this that it obviously wasn't successful in his case. There is a tradition, the Marsha says, that Achitofel was actually the grandfather of Bathsheba. So one idea is that that he was saying, do not fight against his kingdom, because my granddaughter Bathsheba, she was the mother of Shlomo HaMelech, and so therefore I don't overthrow the kingdom. And the third idea that comes out that Achitofel told his sons is, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres Barur Ziru Chitim. If on the day of Shavuos it's a clear day, then you shall plant wheat. And this is an interesting idea. And then there's another a version of this, which is that if it's cloudy, you should plant wheat. But we'll take the first approach of the Gemara, that if the day is clear, you should plant wheat on Shavuos. So what is the concept here? So Rabbeinu Tam says that because on Shavuos we have the practice of bringing a mincha chadash, our new grain offering, we bring the shtelach and the two loaves of bread which come from the wheat. So therefore, if the weather is good, it's a good sign to be planting wheat, because that's a day that's auspicious for wheat. That's one approach. And Marsha brings a second approach. He says, no, clear represents the Torah, that in order to get the Torah, and wheat also can be symbolic of the Torah, that in order for us to be able to be worthy of accepting the Torah on the day of Shavuos, which is the day of accepting the Torah, that we need to have clarity of mind and purity of mind, and that's when we should plant wheat. When we have clarity of mind, we should accept the Torah upon ourselves.